أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما. اللهم علمنا بما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا كريم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله. We are almost about to complete the blessed month of Ramadan. And we are in the last 10 days of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan has been divided into three equal parts of 10 days, which we call Ashra. Pahla Ashra, Dusra Ashra, Teesra Ashra. So first Ashra is for days of mercy. Second Ashra is days of forgiveness, maghfirat ka ashra. Pehla ashra, rahmat wala ashra. Dusra ashra, maghfirat wala ashra. And the third ashra, days of seeking refuge from hellfire. Ye wo ashra jisme dozak ki aag se bachao ka ashra. So we are already in that last 10 days of Ramadan, which are the days to seek refuge from the hellfire and protection from the hellfire. So today's topic will be, inshallah, to understand the description of the hellfire and how to protect ourselves from the hellfire. What are the ways which can protect us from the hellfire? So I try to link today's khutbah with the last 10 days of Ramadan, which is the ashra of seeking refuge from hellfire. So if we don't know how severe and how painful that hellfire will be, then how we will seek protection from it from the heart. So the objective is we need to understand how severe and what are the different attributes of the hellfire, so that we, when we seek refuge, we understand how big that hellfire will be which we are seeking refuge from. So we will start, inshallah. So there are different names of hellfire in Quran, so I will cover a few names. So first is Jahim. So Jahim is called fire, but because of its blazing fire, because it's so intense, it has so intensive blazes. So Jahim is actually also called, you know, if there is a lion and that lion is get ready to attack his food, like animal, and he is hunting, so that lion face with horrible, you know, horrifying expression is called Jahim. So Jahim, hellfire, is ready to eat, ready to take people, ready to burn people and burn everything, the fuel of it. And we will see what is the fuel of hellfire. So that's why it's called Jahim. And Jahannam. Jahannam means the depth. So why we call hellfire Jahannam? Because of the depth of its pit. Like, it's so deep. That means deep. Jahannam means deep fire. So because of, and it is used in Quran 77 times. And then there are some other names like Sa'ir, blazing fire, blazing flame, because of its It is so ignited, that's why we call Sa'ir. And there are a few other names, Saqar, because of the intensity of the heat. There is another name, Hutama. Hutama means the broken pieces and debris. So whatever it takes, it will convert those things into small pieces and debris. So that's why it's called Hutama. And it's also called Haviya. Haviya means, because it has one, like it's a like columns of fire. It has columns. Columns are like we have pillar. So it has columns of fire in hell. So that these are the few names: Jahannam, Jahim, Sa'ir, Saqar, Hutama, Haviya, and Lagza. So now we will go and see more things, more description about the hellfire, so that we can seek refuge from it. So that's the topic, because this Ashara, this last 10 days of Ramadan, are for seeking refuge from hellfire. So we are understanding the description of the hellfire. So keepers of the hellfire. You know, what is hellfire? Hellfire is considered a punishment. Punishment for sinners. So punishment is, if we understand from this world, is like a prison. And prison has keepers, guards. So same way, hellfire will have keepers. And in Quran, Allah mentions, there will be 19 angelic, like strong, stern, very strong keepers of the hellfire. Because no one will escape. You know, even we heard news and we read news, some criminals, they escape from the prison. But these keepers are so strong. No whole one angel of the keeper of the hellfire is enough to take over all humanity. So they are so strong, no one can escape from them. So it's a prison, because everybody will want to escape from it, but no one will be able to escape from it, because Allah says alayha tis'at ashar, and it has 19 angelic keepers. And they will be so strong. So this is first thing. And the size of the hellfire. Size of the hellfire is, we cannot even imagine how big it is. So you can understand when Allah will ask, on that day we shall ask the hell, are you full? When Allah will fill the hellfire and Jahannam with its fuel, which are stones, and people, disbelievers, sinners, then Allah will ask, are you full? And it will say, are there any more? So Jahannam will ask, is there any more? I'm not full. So I can take more. So this is the answer of Jahannam. So this is, we need to understand the size of it. Like in one hadith, Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, hell will be brought forth that day by means of 70,000 ropes, and each of which will be held by 70,000 angels. So the whole Jahannam will be brought with 70,000 ropes, and one rope will be held by 70,000 angels. So it's a huge. So that's the size of the hellfire. The level of the hellfires. Because it's like so deep, so there are levels. The way we have level in Jannah, same way we have level in hellfire. So Allah says, the hypocrites will be in the lowest depths of hell. And you will find none to help them. And no one will be there to help them. The hypocrites. It's called Ad-Darkil Asfal. Asfala means deep, like lowest level. So this is actually the levels of the gates of the hellfire. We are learning about hellfire. This ashra is for seeking protection from hellfire. So we are just talking about to understand why we need to seek protection from hellfire. Because it's so intense. It's so severe, it's so painful. We need to seek refuge from the heart. That's why we need to understand how severe it is. So the gates of the hellfire. So there will be seven gates. So laha, in Quran says, laha sab'atu abwab, likulli babi minhum juz'um maqsoom. To it are seven gates. For each of those gates is a special class of sinners assigned. So the way Jannah has gates, hell also have gates. And each gate is assigned to specific sinners. So people will be categorized to go enter into the gates. You can understand the gates, the idea of gates from airport. You know, there are gates. So the same way, Dozak and Jahannam will have gates. the fuel of the hellfire. That's actually very intense. Fuel of the hellfire. Stones, stubborn unbelievers, disbelievers, and false gods will be the fuel of the hellfire. Allah says, فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. Then be on your guard against the fire of which men and stones are the fuel of it. And the false gods will be the firewood. You know, some people make gods and statues with wood. So those false gods will be thrown into the hellfire as a fuel. So there are a few things of the hell. Fuel of the hellfire means stones, unbelievers and sinners, and then false gods. The food of the hellfire. The food of the... Allah says in Quran also, لَيْسَ لَهُمْ طُعَامٌ إِلَّا مِنْ ظَرِيعٍ لَا يُسْمِنُ وَلَا يُغْنِ مِنْ جُوعٍ. They will have no food except bitter thorn, kaante. They will be given thorn to eat. And you know, when we eat food, it removes our hunger. But that food will not even remove anything. It will not do anything. لَا يُسْمِنُ وَلَا يُغْنِ. It will not give them energy. It will not remove their hunger. So what's the point? It's just more punishment. They need to eat thorns. And there's one special tree, is called Zakkum. So the Quran mentioned that the tree of Zakkum will indeed be the food for sinners. It will be like malted brass which will boil in the bellies. It's so intense. The food of the hellfire is so intense. So that's why we need to seek protection of the hellfire in this month, in this special last 10 days. So the last thing I will cover, the drink of the hellfire. The drink will be وَسُقُوا مَعَنْ حَمِيمًا فَقَطَعَ أَمْعَاءَهُمْ. They will be given to drink boiling water so that it cuts up their bowels. The boiling water, if someone is drinking, it will destroy everything. So we need, why we are talking about, because we need to seek protection from that hellfire which we are talking today in these last 10 days, because this last 10 days is seeking protection from the hellfire. And what else will be there to drink? Then shall they taste it, a boiling fluid, and fluid dark, murky, intensely cold. It's another way is, we cannot drink cold water as well. So it will be intensely cold as well, another type of drink. So may Allah protect all of us from the hellfire. And now we will see a few ways how we can protect ourselves from the hellfire in the light of hadith. So the first thing, there is one hadith, shall I not inform you of whom the fire is unlawful and he is unlawful for the fire? Every person who is near to people, friendly and easy to deal with. So it's the merciful people, you know, those people who are so harmless, they don't cause any trouble. Dozak ki aag unke upar haram hogi. Those people who are so nice, akhlaq mein achhe, they will not be thrown into the hellfire according to the hadith. The second one, praying regularly. The fire will consume all of the son of Adam except the mark of prostration. You know, when we perform sajda, the sajde ka jo nishan, dozak ki aag jo hai uske upar haram hai. To iska matlab ye hai ki jab ye is jagah pe haram hai to puri body kaise wahan pe dali jayegi. So this is the meaning. Praying, if we pray regularly, dozak will be haram upon us. So that, this is the one, second way. Weeping out of fear. When we cry out of fear of that, and Allah will protect from us, protect us from the hellfire. And fasting, voluntarily fasting. You know, this is the Ramadan fasting. And when we fast, Allah will protect from hellfire. And giving charity. Yes, this is beautiful hadith. Hazrat says, protect yourself from the fire even with half a date. अपने आप को दोजख की आग से बचाओ, इवन अगर आदि खजूर सदका करके. सो दिस इज द इंपॉर्टेंस ऑफ चैरिटी. दिस इज द इंपॉर्टेंस ऑफ चैरिटी. सो वी नीड टू गिव चैरिटी. दीज आर लास्ट 10 डेज. वी कैन टेक फुल एडवांटेज ऑफ दीज डेज. सो सीकिंग प्रोटेक्शन फ्रॉम द फायर. लुक एट दिस. नाउ दिस इज अनदर हदीस. हज़रत सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम मेंशन, व्हेन वी सीक प्रोटेक्शन फ्रॉम द हेलफायर, हेलफायर विल से, रिक्वेस्ट अल्लाह सुब्हानहू व तआला प्रोटेक्ट him from me. So this is hadith. So we need to seek protection from the hellfire regularly. And what is the dua? Now we will conclude, inshallah, a few duas for this last 10 days. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. O Allah, save me from the hellfire. O Allah, hame dozak ki aag se bacha. This is the simple dua. So Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Waqina azaban nar. We always say, waqina azaban nar. Protect from the punishment of the fire. And the beautiful dua for forgiveness for this last 10 days is special. Allahumma innaka afoon tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna ya kareem. We need to recite this dua as much as we can. Oh Allah, indeed you are the most forgiving. We are saying to Allah, you are most forgiving. And you love to forgive. So forgive us. So this is the beautiful way of asking Allah. We are saying, you are most forgiving. Who else can forgive us? And you love to forgive. So, O Allah, please forgive us. So we conclude with this dua. Allahumma innaka afun kareemun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna ya kareem. May Allah accept all our deeds and may Allah make us able to take benefit from these last 1 week of Ramadan. Ramadan is flying and almost done. So may Allah accept all of qiyam and siyam from us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.